right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. I think I screwed the phone number up on that Covenant Mortgage read. It's 888-274-1622. 888-274-1622. I blame Jerry Wischowski for that. All right, who is setting the women's movement back here, everybody? Is it Hillary Clinton? Is it Ellen DeGeneres? Is it Britney Spears? Possibly Gina Grad? All right, let's talk to Norma Jean in North Hollywood. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hello, guys. Yes, we're just driving to a gig here.
Look
I'm actually
at you.
A stand-up comedian. This is going to be great. Well, you know what? Here's my take.
Wait, you're a stand-up comic?
I am. I am. Sometimes I do it sitting down, and right now I am sitting down. So.
Oh, boom. Where are you performing tonight?
Over at the Universal Bar and Grill. I'm driving there now.
All right. What's your opening joke?
Okay, my opening joke, well, my name is Norma Jean. You know, it's not a stage name. My mother really named me after Marilyn Monroe because she loves pills. She's still on Melaril.
That's not bad.
I don't know. It doesn't work so good over the phone. I don't know.
Well, I hope it works better in the club.
Right.
And by the way, what a great night to be doing stand-up comedy.
I know. Isn't it fabulous?
Yeah. You got that Monday night 8:30, 9 o'clock slot?
Yeah, well, 8:30. I'm running a little tad late, but they'll put me up later, I'm sure.
Okay. I'm sure nobody was watching football tonight.
No, guess not. Everybody needs to come
All right.
see stand-up comedy.
Yeah, go to Universal Bar and Grill. You want a whole night of Marilyn Monroe pill jokes. Norma Jean will entertain you. All right. What do you
exactly.
got, babe? What do you got here?
Okay, here's the deal. You know, I was married to two black men in my life, and my mother-in-law has taught me how to parent. So my kids are on the straight and narrow. You know what I mean? So what we need to do is hire a professional black mom to sit with Brittany through every moment of her life and get this girl regulated.
All right, so she needs a black woman in her life?
She does. She needs, like, a 50-year-old black woman to stay with her every moment of the day and correct this girl. Because she could do wonders that whatever these clinics and stuff, they cannot do for her. She'll whip her into shape.
All right. Well,
do you guys remember that time she was parked, and I think it was TMZ got coverage of that? She couldn't get out, and that black lady was out there. She was like, come on, baby, I got you. Come on, I will get you out of here. She did. She did all by herself. She didn't need no help.
Yeah, that is true. My roommate and I went to Bowling Green State University in Ohio, and I'm not bragging, but it's a very easy school to get into. But my roommate was a black guy, and his mom came down because he wasn't doing well in school, and she ripped him a new a-hole in front of me, and she must have gone on for an hour yelling at him. And I tell you, it had a huge effect on him and everybody in the dorm.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do not stand for...
You guys were real rigid for about 2 weeks after that, I'm sure.
I tell you, they don't stand for people screwing up.
No, and I think that's what she needs.
Right.
So whoever's in charge of her, you know, assignments as far as the counselor, let's get her like a 50-year-old black woman that doesn't take any crap.
There you
let's
go.
Get this girl straight because I want to see her come around and do well.
All right.
I really do. I don't want to see her die, you know. I mean, I don't think anybody does. It's sad to watch.
All right, Norma Jean, thanks for calling, baby.
You're welcome.
All right.
You guys take care.
There she goes, everybody. Norma Jean, man, she's a stand-up comic. I don't know what she looks like. But if I were to rather have Norma Jean's sense of humor or Norma Jean's looks, I'd rather go with Marilyn Monroe's looks as opposed to Marilyn Monroe's stand-up comedy act. But it's just me. Dan in Costa Mesa, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Who's setting the women's movement back?
Hi, Tim. Welcome back.
Thank you, buddy.
I think Tom Likas.
Is that right? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you may have something there. I don't know. I think he. I was listening to him on the way to work today, and he was talking about how women, you know, the bait and switch, where you know you marry one girl, you marry a girl, and then as soon as you get married, she turns around, and there's a list of crap that she doesn't do anymore.
Yes,
and that is true, right, Tommy?
Yeah, I think he's just taking his calling him on the carpet.
Well, I mean, the one thing listen, he's right about, you know, 90% of what he says.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, but also I hope that he's not ultimately talking some guys out of having kids, because I was one of those guys who didn't want, who never wanted to get married and never wanted to have kids. Uh-huh. And having a kid is the greatest thing on a planet. Do you have any kids?
Oh, yeah, I have two. And just enjoy them because they're 20 by the time you blink your eyes.
Yeah, but I mean, I have a two-year-old right now, 2 years and 3 months. Uh-huh. And it is the greatest thing on the planet. Kids are the greatest thing on the planet. So, I mean, I hope, you know, if somebody does want to have kids, I hope that, you know, you don't let Tom talk you out of it. It is the greatest thing on the planet.
I could never do that.
I know, Tommy. I'm just telling you. All right, Danny, thanks for calling, dude.
Okay, take care.
All right, there he goes, everybody. All right, who's setting the women's movement back here? Is it Ellen DeGeneres, Britney Spears, Hillary Clinton, who was on TV today, all emotional about her fight to become president of the United States?
You know, I have so many opportunities from this country. I just don't want to see us fall backwards. You know, so.
Doesn't matter.
You know, this is very personal for me. It's not just political. It's not just public. I see what's happening.
I have no idea what
she's
saying.
Reverse it.
I actually feel sorry for this woman. I really do. She was in the White House. She was the first lady, and Bill's, you know, hitting everybody in town, you know, with the cigars and the interns, and she's got to be humiliated on a public level, on an international level, because of his behavior. And then he's got to, and then she runs for president, and she was a favorite in every state and a national favorite to become the next president of the United States. Everybody thought that was going to happen. And this Barack Obama comes out of nowhere and starts kicking her ass. Let's talk to Armando in Fontana. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Stud.
Hey.
What's up, man? I love your show, man. Love Conway.
Thank you, buddy.
You're the man.
All right.
You are a man's man.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I just wanted to say
you sound like my wife.
Well, you're the man. How about that?
Okay.
Okay. So check it out.
All right.
I was going to say that I think you neglected one thing about Barack's case, is that it was a woman who endorsed him, and he came out of nowhere to beat Hillary. When Oprah Winfrey endorsed him.
Right.
I think that that put the smack down on Hillary's election possibilities. Nobody realizes, or a lot of people realize, but not a lot of people, I guess, think about it. But Oprah's got a lot of pull and a lot of influence on a lot of women around this country. I think Hillary would have been good running this country. They should call her Iron Box, because that's what I think she is. Hmm. I think she can run it just as good as any man. Matter of fact, a little known fact was that when Woodrow Wilson ran the country and he suffered a stroke, his wife actually ran the country. She was making all the decisions as a president.
Right. Well, you know, as a lot of people have said before me, I'm not smart enough to have said this originally, but it doesn't matter who's president. My life would probably still be the same whether a Democrat or Republican was president. It doesn't have that much bearing on me.
Yeah.
I think
true.
If you're in the military, it has a lot of bearing on you. And I think if you're in, in a public position or a judge, it has some. But I mean, most of the people, their lives go on. And you know, when there's a Democrat, maybe you pay a little more taxes. When there's a Republican, you know, maybe you don't have as many crazy rights as possible. But it doesn't affect you on a daily basis.
I think it's a family in the Middle East that's going to suffer no matter who the president is, or not suffer, I want to say be affected. It's some family in some other country. It's always foreign policy that the president's job most affects.
I think you're right, buddy. All right, man, we're losing you, but we thank you for calling. All right, who's setting the women's movement back here, gang? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Monica in Santa Monica. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
It's me, the Brazilian lady. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Listen, let me tell you this. I think Hillary, she's such a phony. She knows that, you know, Barack Obama, he's just destroying her. And she's just trying to be all this nice, kind.
I have no idea
person.
What she's saying.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Monica. Go ahead.
No, she doesn't know. She doesn't know anymore what to do because she knows she's going to lose big time. And I think she's very phony. It's a crocodile tears. and this doesn't work for her at all.
Yeah, I mean, you have to look at the population. The black population in Iowa is I think it's like 1.4%. I had it up here a little while ago. Let me see. The black population in Iowa is 2.5%.
Okay.
So that means, and the white population is 95%. Mm-hmm. Now, nationally, the white population is 80%, and the black population is 12%. Overwhelmingly, in a state that is as white as Jerry Wischowski's house, they have voted overwhelmingly for a black guy over a woman.
Uh-huh.
That cannot be good news for her.
Oh no!
But you know who I think wants Hillary to lose more than anybody?
Who?
Bill Clinton.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You made a point.
He doesn't want to. He doesn't want to be the first man.
Yeah, exactly. I think he's going to be doing the dishes and
that guy ran the show for 8 effing years. He doesn't want to be second banana.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, the only thing that I know, you know, I don't like her at all. Every time that I see her on TV and read something on the papers about her, it's just like she's just trying so hard, you know, to be the best, which she doesn't. What does she do? She's a senator and she's an ex-wife of a president. That's all she is.
Well, I don't know if you read the papers closely, but she's actually the current wife of an ex-president.
No, I understand that. But when he was in power, that's what everybody knew.
Oh, I
her.
See. She's the wife of an ex-president.
Exactly.
As opposed to the ex-wife of a president.
Yes. There sorry about go. That. Yes. Oh. Yes. So, you know, I think she's really phony, and I just don't agree with anything that she says.
And nobody can point to a phony woman like Brazilian woman, man. They can sniff you out.
Well, not all of them.
Right. All right. Hold on 1 second. We're going to send you a copy of the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad by financial expert Robert T. Kiyosaki. Look at that. The millionaire school teacher. You also qualify for a golf club membership or golf club. Jeez, I guess I should read these before. Sonertech. SONARTEC.com. There you go. Whole package is yours. All right. Who's setting the women's movement back here, gang? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Hillary Clinton had a minor breakdown today. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
You know, I have so many opportunities from this country. I just don't want to see us fall backwards. You know? So... You know, this is very personal for me. It's not just political. It's not just public. I see what's happening. And we have to reverse it.
All right, folks, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM at 10 o'clock tonight. Malibu Dan is coming in with his friend Nate on the phone. That's always an entertaining hour. They're songwriters together, and we're just discussing here who's setting that women's movement back, man. And Randy brought this to my attention here. Sherry Shepherd with The View. She might have a hand in this. Listen to what she had to say the other day.
Keep in mind that probably when he was around, there was no Jesus Christ stuff
but
going on.
No, they still had Christians back then. They went in and on one of the six.
I believe they had their gods.
Who sits through this? Who has the time or the patience to sit through this? I ask you that.
Keep in mind that probably when he was around, there was no Jesus Christ stuff going on.
No, they still had Christians back then. They went in and on one of the six.
I believe they had their gods.
They had Christians because they threw them to the lions.
This might predate that. I think this might predate that.
I don't think anything predated Christians.
No.
The Greeks came first. Yes, the Greeks were first. then the Romans, then the Christians.
Jesus came first before them. So
Not on paper.
Does she really believe that that men didn't exist before Jesus Christ? Is that what she said? Holy Christ. And that's on The View, huh? Why don't they just get 1,000 women to talk at the same time? Why is it just 4? Why don't I get like 15,000 women, put them in, you know, the Staples Center and have them all talk at the same time? God almighty. All right. Let's talk to who is setting the women's movement back here, gang? Let's talk to Anita in Orange on 97.1 Free FM.
Oh, hi, Tim. You're cracking me up. Hands down, Hillary. Do you remember the movie with John Travolta kind of portrayed the Bill and Clinton legacy? Or, I'm sorry, the Bill and Hillary legacy?
Yeah, I do remember that. I didn't see it, but I remember that.
Yeah, and there was a scene there where he actually started crying, you know, for the empathy for the people. So I'm just wondering if this is kind of something Hillary's doing to kind of try to pull it out.
Yeah, I don't know. It might be a page out of Bill's handbook. But the only thing I remember about that John Travolta movie is Jay Leno had a very funny joke. He said that after 9/11, I don't know if you know this, but what's his name? Is a private pilot. What's his name? The guy that was who was the star of the movie?
John Travolta.
I'm sorry, Jesus Christ. John Travolta. John Travolta is a private pilot, right? And he's got 5 or 6 airplanes, and he hired a bomb sniffing dog, 24 hours a day to secure his airplanes.
Oh, I never heard that.
And Jay Leno had a very funny joke. He said he hired the dog 3 pictures too late. I know. When you forget a person's name in the joke, it's really gangbusters, huh? All right. Thank you for calling, Anita. Thanks for phoning. Matt in Arizona, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
How are you?
Hey.
I just wanted to give you a call. I fly off CVN 76, the USS Ronald Reagan.
Is that right?
Yeah, and
Where are you stationed?
I'll just give you my first name. I don't want to get in any trouble. But
sure. Where are you stationed?
The Ronald Reagan is stationed in San Francisco. We've got a problem with, women fighter pilots in general.
Right. Well, Matt, you know, I happen to know the Ronald Reagan is stationed in San Diego.
Okay. Well, San Francisco is quite a bit there.
Okay. All right, get out of here, dude. You can't come on the air and just lie, blatantly lie about something like that. Jordan in Santa Monica, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Well, did you see the Sicko movie by any chance?
I did not.
Well, you can refute this, but supposedly, I remember when Bill Clinton proposed the whole universal health care thing?
Right.
And he handed it over to Hillary. According to this movie, she took a lot of money from some insurance companies to just suddenly stop talking about this whole universal health care thing.
Well, I don't believe that. I mean, I don't believe all the conspiracy theorists about the Clintons, about all the people that, you know, died during the administration or were killed. I truly think they're two, you know, decent people. I just think that, that she's really gotten the short stick here. The short end of the stick. I mean, listen, she was a woman who was about to become president of the United States. She still might, but it's not looking good. And she was, you know, publicly humiliated during the Clinton administration and now publicly humiliated by this Barack Obama. She was leading in the national polls and is now behind in New Hampshire, way behind in South Carolina. And I don't know. I think she's a decent person, and I think she still might win. And I, frankly, used to be really into politics, and I really, honest to God, I don't care who is next president. Whether it's Hillary Clinton, whether it's Ron Paul, whether it's Barack Obama, it doesn't matter. I've burned out when it comes to politics. We're just talking basically about the women's movement here. Ellen DeGeneres, Hillary Clinton, Britney Spears. A lot of attention has been focused recently on crazy women. And is it society that is making women crazy? Or is it because there are so many outlets? You know, there's TMZ, there's all the magazine shows, there's the internet. Are we just seeing more crazy women? All right. Jack in Altadena, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how you doing? I wanted to take exception with your entire line of questioning. I think the question itself is something that sets women back. It suggests that the behavior of a couple of public figures equals, you know, the status of women.
Well, I think it does.
Well, so what Britney Spears does is representative of all women?
No, I think when you start to see women acting crazy on a regular basis.
Well, wait, you're starting to see it in the media. That doesn't mean it's not been happening before. It doesn't mean it's happening more now. We're
right.
just seeing more media because we have more media.
Yeah, that's what I understand. I understand. But rarely do you see men acting in this fashion. I mean, I don't know the last time you saw a man coming on the air and crying about a dog that he gave to somebody else.
Not frequently.
Yeah, I can't remember it once. I also can't remember
that you're missing too. I mean, this is part of a whole sort of identity politic question that you're asking because you were talking about the election, and I was disgusted the way you framed that. You talked about the election or the caucus in Indiana. Sorry, what state was
Iowa?
Iowa. Thank you. It's one of those.
Sure.
You talked about the caucus in terms purely of identity politic groups, black people, black candidate, women candidate, as if the people in Iowa couldn't possibly vote for the candidate they liked or didn't vote for Obama because he was better, but because he was a black man.
No, listen to what I said. I said that the population in Iowa, the black population, is 2.5%.
Yeah.
And there's always been in this country an underlying question of whether white people will vote for a black president. There's
yep.
always been that question.
Sure.
And now that question has been squashed in Iowa.
Sure. But you made it sound like it was a referendum on women in general. That
it is.
Americans won't vote for a woman.
It is.
I mean, why isn't it about Americans
Listen,
wouldn't vote for Hillary Clinton?
Well, let me ask you a question. If this country is not going to vote for Hillary, name me one other woman they will vote for.
I couldn't name that woman, but to suggest that she equals all women and she equals the status of all women.
But she does. In a way, she does.
No, that's identity politics. That's
crap. But listen, in a way, she does because she was supposed to be the first woman president. That's how everybody always talked about her.
No, that's how the media phrased it. That's how you.
Everybody. Private citizens. That's not true. Everybody does.
You're responsible for your power.
Everybody does. I'm just a dope with a microphone. I'm talking about the people who are, you know, in cafes across the country, the people have blue-collar jobs. Everybody thought that Hillary Clinton was going to be the next president of the United States.
Yeah, I suspected she might be as well.
Right. And and when you have that kind of downfall, I don't remember somebody being that far ahead and then this far behind.
Howard Dean?
You know what? Howard Dean wasn't that far ahead, and he didn't, Iowa.
Howard Dean was enormously ahead. He fell out after, what, the third caucus or primary?
Nah, he wasn't. He didn't have this kind of demise. I don't think he did.
Again, I think her stature and her following demise are more a construction of the media and people talking and the punditry.
That's not true, because
reality.
The media in this country loves her.
They love her as the woman president.
Right.
Whether or not they love her as the candidate, I don't know, because they don't talk about her as a candidate. They talk about her as a woman.
All right, dude. All right, buddy. We thank you for calling, dude.
Well, thanks for listening to me.
All right, there you go. Henry and Diamond Bar, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hi, this is Harry from Diamond Bar. I think it's just attention-getting method, that's all it is. It is. So, you know, when you express your emotion, you tend to get a lot of attention.
Right.
And, I think
so go to a Diamond Bar.
Yes.
Hey, where are you from?
I'm from I'm here in Diamond Bar, beautiful Diamond Bar.
So go to a Diamond Bar. What part of Diamond Bar? Detect an accent.
Right at the corner of Grand Avenue and Summit Ridge.
Where were you born?
Originally in India.
In India. Did you see that news today that India's producing a car for $2,500?
Well, you know, I'm not surprised.
It's the Tata Motor Group. Which,
right.
I'm not sure what Tata means in India, but in the United States, it means boobs.
No, Tata was a great industrialist during the 40s and 50s, and he's now, of course, the family is holding some big holdings there.
Yeah, but I mean, they're producing a car they're going to sell in this country for $2,500.
Wow. That's going to be, hopefully it comes with an engine.
All right. All right, buddy. Thank you for calling, Harry.
No, sir.
All right, there he goes. It's very funny. Funny guy. Tell you, these Indians, man, they're hysterical. All right, at 10 o'clock tonight, we have Malibu Dan and his friend Nate on the phone. We have the news coming up with Robin, a brand new top 10 list from David Letterman. And then in the 9 p.m. hour, we're going to give away some special gifts here for the best jokes. It's always a great, nice, light hour, and we take about 40 or 50 calls. If you tell a great joke, you're going to win a great prize. And it all comes up here on the Conway and Whitman Show. Whitman back tomorrow, hopefully. And it's Conway and Whitman, live at 97.1 Free FM.